let's go to the Revolution Hotline and talk to Bobby Portis. We told you last hour he would be joining us here, and he's had a busy summer so far. Bobby, thanks for coming on with us. How are you today?
I'm good.
So tell us about you were at LeBron James camp, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that. How was the trip, and did you get to see the big man?
Yes, sir. I think it was a good experience for me. You know, I went there amongst the top 80 players in the state. I mean, in the nation. You know. And yeah, I saw LeBron. He's pretty big, you know.
Did he come out and play with you guys at all, or did you just come out and glad hand a little bit?
No, he just came out and watched us. You know, the USA basketball team, they was there, and mm-hmm. they had practice and stuff.
Oh, wow. So when you were watching them, I mean, did you get a chance to hang out and watch practice, or did you just get to see them kind of milling around?
No, we went to watch practice, and we saw them practice and everything, and it was pretty cool to see them.
Did you think you could mix in? You think you could get some minutes on that team?
Yes, I think I can get some minutes.
I like it. That's confidence. Kobe Bryant, we were just talking in the last segment. Kobe Bryant came out and said he felt like this team could beat the Dream Team with Jordan and Barkley and those guys. What do you think?
I think so because, you know, they get up and down the floor real quick, and they score a lot of points real quick.
So you think LeBron would be the hardest guard of anybody on that team?
No, I think Kevin Durant.
Yeah? Okay. I don't know. I mean, obviously they're all hard for me, but, you know, I'm 5'8", so what am I going to do? Bobby Portis joining us in the zone. Tell us besides that camp, what else you're up to this summer? And I know you've got so much promise, and you know you're starting to hear, I'm sure, a lot of praise from folks. And I would think it would be easy to sort of settle right now, but I got to believe that you're still being pushed and working on some things.
Yes, sir. The first camp I actually went to was the NBA Top 100 camp. And then like 2 or 3 days after that, I went to Amari Stoudemire camp in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then I just left the LeBron James camp, and now on Thursday I leave to go to the Nike Global Challenge.
Man. Well, you've been an elite guy for a while, and I can't help but wonder. I mean, I've got relatives and friends, and whether it's, you know, their kids or whoever, I mean, they're active and they're out doing all these different tournaments and things, and they're busy all summer long, and I'm sure you've been going at it like this for a number of years. Do you ever just take a minute and a week, a day, whatever, some time over the summer just to kick your feet up and, you know, be a young guy?
Like in August, like the first two or three weeks, I just like chill at the house mm-hmm. because like my legs be kind of gone from traveling all summer and stuff.
Sure.
And then after that, and then like after those 2 or 3 weeks, I just get back to doing my regular routine.
Are you matched up against the same guys most of the time at these camps, these elite camps, or are there different guys that show up?
No, it be the same guys at every camp because, you know, the top guys are always going at each other.
So, I mean, is there a guy that you developed a rivalry with or somebody that you try to step your game up when you play against them, somebody that you're kind of showing out for?
Yes, sir, Julius Randle. I talk with him every time I play him.
Where's he from?
Texas.
Okay. So what about you guys, any team stuff? Like when you're out playing in team stuff, you guys get up against each other or just in these individual camps?
Just one time we played them in, I think it was Minnesota this year, mm-hmm. and my team actually won.
Oh, well, that's good. So does he know where he's going yet?
No, sir, not right now.
Okay. So let me ask, I mean, your verbal commit, which, you know, obviously isn't binding, and now that you're getting all this praise and press, which, you know, isn't anything new for you, you know, Razorback fans will start to be concerned that other people will come at you, and I'm sure you're getting some of that anyway. Can you talk about, you know, settling early or deciding early, you know, like you did, at least verbally, to Arkansas and how that came about as opposed to waiting like some of these other guys have done?
You know, I chose Arkansas really because, you know, my family, I want my mom to see me come play in college. You mm-hmm. know, I wanted her to see me in college playing in my family. And the second reason I chose Arkansas, you know, Coach Anderson, he speaks on family, you know, and that's kind of big to me because, you know, he always talking about family and how we going to be together and stuff. And it's going to change and be like it was mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all hopeful for that. When you're out at these camps, do you talk to guys about Arkansas? I mean, are you recruiting?
Yes, sir.
How's that going? What's your pitch? Give me your pitch. If you're trying to talk me into coming to Arkansas, what's your pitch?
I normally tell them, all right, man, 2014, all right, you're rumored it.
I like that. So you think that's the deal? I mean, you're gonna turn this around? I mean, Razorback fans have been patient and hopeful, and certainly with Coach Anderson coming back, I think everybody's very optimistic that things are going to get headed back in the right direction. But, you know, to the other guys, I mean, you know, you're quite a bit younger than us, I guess. And how old were you when and when they won the title in 94?
I wasn't even born yet.
Well, there you go. I mean, so do they have any understanding of the history of you know, the Razorbacks' last run, I guess, at all? I mean, do they know?
I think when they come on the visit, they'll understand the culture of Arkansas basketball on the fans and how everybody does stuff in Arkansas. It's one team, really.
You just made me feel really old. The fact that you weren't even born when they won their title, that is crazy talk. But that's the way it goes, I guess. So what are you working on? What kinds of things are you working on in your individual game? What kinds of things are you trying to develop?
The first thing I'm working on is trying to make my teammates better. Like, every time I step on the floor, I'm trying to work on my dribbling and staying low on my dribble. I try to make free throws more because, like, normally I've been missing a lot of free throws. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to that. And then I'll be trying to work on my post game and try to perfect my post game.
What do you shoot from the line? What was your percentage last year, do you know?
Last year it was like 85.
That's great.
But this year it was like 71. 70, kind of low.
Okay, we got to get that up. We love the big guys that make their free throws because it seems like that's become a bit of a lost art. So valuable, and obviously you can pad your scoring totals there and help your team a lot by knocking down those free throws.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question about something that I don't know anything about, dunking. A lot of times I'll see guys, they get by the rim, and they can dunk it, but they try to lay it up, and they either miss or something goes wrong. When you get to the rim, are you thinking dunk every time?
I'm thinking and one. Trying to get an and one.
Okay.
Trying to get a three-point play.
Well, just do me a favor and dunk it. Because to me, here's the thing. I want you to think about something. And I don't know when the last time you considered yourself short. It's probably been a long time. For those of us who will never dunk, Bobby, I consider it a little bit disrespectful to not dunk. When you can dunk it, you need to dunk it. I mean, because the rest of us are going, man, I just would like to do that one time. So I want you to take advantage when you get an opportunity to throw it down. I want you to do it for me.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, how many more camps are you going to this summer?
I have no more camps left. I have the Global Challenge. And then after that, I'm back on my team for Peace Jam Showcase and Nationals.
Where's that?
Peace Jam is in South Augusta, North Carolina, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then Showcase and Nationals is in Florida.
It's in Florida. Okay. Well, man, you are on the move for sure. Well, look, I hope the rest of your summer goes well, and certainly when the school year starts again, we'll be watching your team. How's the team shaping up? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good about it. Trying to get this four-peat. Trying to make history.
That would be amazing. Has that ever been done?
I don't think so. I've never heard anybody say a four-peat.
I've never heard of it before. That would be cool. Well, we'll have to get some T-shirts made up, but we don't want to do it in advance because we don't want to jinx it. Yeah, we don't want to jinx it by any means. Well, man, I hope the rest of your summer's productive, and I appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck the rest of the way, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again once the season gets rolling.
Thank you.